expect. I'm expecting a miracle today. Not tomorrow. Yeah, tomorrow too. But today I want mine. How about you? God is ready to break loose and loosen some things in each one of our lives so that the Son of God may be glorified through it. Now, watch this. Now, Jesus loving Martha and his sister and Lazarus, so he went and he heard that he was sick. When he heard that he was sick, he decided to stay two more days. What? I mean, how many of y'all would call for me to come pray for you and I'll say I'll be there in 2 days? You would quit the church. You'd run around or you'd go somewhere else. I ain't one. Well, I can't believe it. Pastor told me to wait. God said I'll be there. No. He sent the word back. I'm coming. But he waited two more days. What? Watch this. All things work together for good for those who love the Lord God Almighty. All things work together for good. So when you're going through something, understand God's working in you. Amen? When you're going through, say through. When you're going through something, God's working something inside of you. Get ready for what God has in store for you. And after he said this, the disciples, let us go to Judah again. Now, when Jesus finally showed up, how many of you ever said, where are you, Jesus? I've been praying, where are you, God? I need this in my life. Yeah, and then sometimes we're saying, where are you, Lord? Jesus finally shows up. Never late, but he shows up. Lazarus was already dead in the grave 4 days. Uh-oh. Mary and Martha, I thought he said he wasn't going to die. Mary and Martha grieved and told Jesus, if you would have been here, this wouldn't have happened. Lord, if you would have been here, this wouldn't have happened. Now, how many of us have cried out and said, Jesus, where are you? Lord, where are you? If you'd be here, Lord, if you were here, this wouldn't have happened. But did he not tell him that it was going to happen for the glory of the Lord? Sometimes we have to go through some things. Many of us feel that same way. Jesus, if you would have done this, if you'd have done that, then everything would have been wonderful. Lord, how come? Don't we ask why and don't we want to know what's going on in God's mind? How many of you know we have a finite mind? He's infinite. We don't understand what the heck he's doing. Some of us think we do. Right about the time we think and we understand it, he changes. No, he don't change. We get enlightened, amen? To tell you, he's got another plan. This is not ours. Troy, I just bragged on you about being healed, brother. God bless you. There he is. Well, many of us can cop an attitude when things don't go our way. Anybody ever just get angry when things don't go your way? I'll just do a little aside real quick. This week, things didn't go my way. I walked outside and I thought I had a rotten board on my garage. Did you hear what I said? I thought I had a rotten board. When I pulled that board down, about 10 of them came down with it. Was I overwhelmed? Have something ever happened to you that you got overwhelmed by? Oh, my God, it wasn't termite. It was rot. It was just wet. It was a temporary wall I built 14 years ago. Sometimes we can put things off, can't we? We keep putting them off. I'll get to that. I'm going to get to that. I had a temporary wall. I'll just get to that later. I got to it later anyway. Many of us, when things don't go our way, we can cop an eye. Have you ever had to wait on God? Anybody ever had to wait on God? God said, I'll be there. There's something blocking. There's something that we have allowed to creep into our life that's blocking our miracle. You know what it is? Unbelief. We don't, God, he's busy. He ain't got time for my little problem. God, I'm going to wait until I really need you, God. I'm here to tell you God's word about the little things and the big things because they're all little to him. I mean, if you know, it really, you know, everything's small to him comparatively. I mean, he's the King of Kings, Lord of Lords. He's the Almighty God. He's the Alpha and Omega. He's behind us and before us. He knows all things. How many of you know God loves you? He cares about the little things in your life and the big things, according to us, our world standards. Let's look at what's wrong in this story. John chapter 11 and 38 says this. Then Jesus again rose in him, groaned in himself and came to the tomb, that is, it was a cave, and the stone was laid against it. Jesus said, watch this. Jesus said to them, take away the stone. Okay, Let me just tell you. In your life right now, whatever it is, think about in your mind. Close your eyes for a second. Give me your mind's eye. Close your eyes and give me your mind's eye. Now, whatever that thing is that you're dealing with, you see it? It's right in front of you. Grab onto it. I don't care if it's real big. You might have to hold your hands out like this. You know what? I like being foolish for the Lord. I mean, sometimes you got to reach out and grab that thing and just say, Lord, your word says for me to take away the stone. And Lord, you didn't say you were going to take away the stone. You told them to take away the stone. So Lord, I'm obedient to your word. I am taking away the stone in my life and I'm moving it out the way so that I can receive from you, Lord, what you have store for me. How many of you ready for your miracle right now? Now, you may have thought that was foolish, but the process is this. Watch this. In this story, Jesus commanded them, first of all, to take away the stone. And too many of us won't take away the stone. We have to be actively involved in what God wants to do in our life. You want to be healed? Claim it. Walk on it. Believe for it. Say believe. Will it happen today? I'm praying that it will. But how many of you know God is sovereign? He'll do it whenever he's ready to do it. But if he wants to do it today, I want to move the stone out the way. How many of you? How many of y'all ready to move your stone out the way? Move that stone right out the way and ask God, Lord, I'm doing my part. I'm doing what I've got to do. Are we stopping the miracle that's right at our door? Are we stopping right at the edge and the brink and saying, could be, Lord, I don't know. Will we believe for a miracle today? Will we put off all of the cares and problems and problems and problems? How many of you got a few problems? Raise your hand real high. Say, Lord, you see the problems. Jesus told us to do something. Are we realizing that God Almighty is with us today? He's in our spirit. We're joined as with Jesus Christ. With the story, here, go back to the story. Now, Martha, being the mouth, spoke right out and said, Martha, the sister of him who was dead, said, Lord, by this time, there is a stench. Some things in our life stink, don't they? Sometimes we go through some things, and every now and then we feel like it's our responsibility to tell God, the Almighty God, the creator of heaven and earth. We feel like we need to tell him, Lord, don't you see what the problem, Lord, it stinks by now, Lord. Some of our problems stink a little bit, and we got some issues, and we're trying to tell God what, you know, wait a minute, God, you can't do that just now because it stinks. In case you didn't know, God, do you know he knows all things? He's dead, like he didn't know. Did you know he knew already? Now, he said that this was not going to lead unto death. If you look it up in the Greek, that's the death of death. And this is death like it's sleeping. Okay, meaning God, he's died, but God's going to raise him up. Amen? Because earlier in the story, you heard Martha say, Lord, I know he's going to raise in the last day, but no, I'm going to raise him up right now. How many of you are ready for your miracle right now? Lord, right now you see the need. Lord, you know what needs to be done in my life. Say my life. Lord, you see what needs to be done right now in my life. So, Lord, we're claiming it, oh God. We're not just going to sit back. We move into stone. We're not going to tell you what you need to do because you know all things. But, Lord, whether I like it or not, Lord, I know that you are awesome God. Like Mary needed to tell him these things. Jesus says, why don't you just do what I say to do? Move the stone. Go ahead and get ready for what I have in store. Sometimes we don't like it when God tells us to do something. Some of the things that we block the miracle of God to take place in our life is because we didn't like it. Lord, you want me to do what? I don't want to do that. Or we may not understand it. We either don't like it or don't understand it or we can't figure out God. Well, welcome to the crowd. Welcome to life. You're not going to always know what's going on with God. How many of you know that by now? He just kind of shows you little bits and pieces and he says, come on, follow me. Walk this way. When you get to this point, I'm going to give you the next level. I'm going to give you to the next step to go to. And that's what God does. You know why? Say why. Because he wants you to be obedient. Say amen. He wants us to be obedient. Sometimes we just want the whole big picture, the whole ball of wax, the whole enchilada, whatever you want to call it. So we're looking for the whole thing. And God says, just follow me. Just follow me. Just come on. Watch me. I'm going to bring you to where you need to be. Don't miss this, because watch this. How many of you know Martha said exactly what was correct? She didn't lie. She didn't make up a story. She was quoting the facts. Yep, he's dead. He's dead 4 days. She thought she needed to tell Jesus that. And Jesus is like, guess what? That's the worldly logic, human logic. Say human logic. You see, sometimes we try to look at all the logical things, and God is infinite again, remember? He's not going to do it most of the time. He don't do it the way we want him to do it, because his ways are higher than our ways. His thoughts are higher than our thoughts, and we're trying to figure him out. And he's saying, just calm down. Don't get all caught up and confused and worried about all this stuff, because I'm in control. God's in control. Amen? And along our journey, we can quote absolute facts and be correct by what we're saying. But how many of you know God knows more? He knows more than what we know. We're just trying to figure it out, and we're arguing back with God, trying to tell him what we want. And he's saying, hush, my child. Listen. Don't just be correct. Your facts might be impeccable. You might have everything laid out exactly how you thought it was going to lay out. But God's infinite. I believe that Jesus said something like this to Martha. You're correct. He's dead. 4 days. Yep, Martha. He does stink. But. After all, I am the I am. I am the resurrection and the life. I'm the Messiah. By the way, Martha, I'm the Son of God. And I came that you might have life. And I came that I might raise up Lazarus from the dead. So you may be looking at your stone. You may be looking at all of the stuff in your life. You may be looking at the problems of your life, and it looks dead. And it looks like there's just no way through this. I can't figure this out. Relax and join the crowd, because we're all trying to figure things out. But I'm here to tell you that when you know God, when you know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, when you know, say I know. When you know who he is, and you step out in faith and you walk by faith and not by sight, one step at a time, following his lead, all of a sudden you find yourself, oh my goodness, y'all ever just think stupid thoughts? Don't raise your hand there, okay? Right there, you ever seen the Abominable Snowman in that Christmas program? They're one step in front of the other. Anybody ever seen that one? Please somebody say yeah. That's what I just pictured right now when I said God was trying to lead us one step at a time. Put one foot, that's how it goes. Put one foot in front of the other, and soon you'll be walking out the door. But God's calling us to just follow him. Just put one foot, one day at a time, thank you. One foot in front of the other, and God says, I'm going to bring you through. I'm going to bring you right through it. Say amen, somebody. Amen. Come on. You ready for your miracle? Say amen. God's going to do a miracle in your life today. By the way, in case you didn't know, we are going to have communion today. So I'm just preparing you, because God wants to do a miracle in your life. And I'm going to tell you right now, we always say this, but this is not the table of word of faith. This is the temple of our Lord Jesus Christ. This is the sacrifice. This is the table of our Lord Jesus Christ. If Jesus is your Lord and Savior, then this communion is for you. So I'm going to encourage you to be a partaker of it. Now, if he's not your Lord and Savior, I'm going to tell you, please don't take it. Because now what you're doing is you're asking for a lot of problems. I'll just leave it at that. And we'll move on. Listen to this. Too many times we want to tell God that he stinketh in there. Nothing. There's something supernatural. There's a supernatural move of God that it's above our human logistics. It's above our human edumacation that some of us might have. Some of us think we're too smart for God. Some of us think we're too intelligent to be a part of the kingdom of God. I just want to tell you one thing. There's a natural world. There is a supernatural world as well. God wants us to step out of the natural and into the supernatural. Amen? Oh, it can't be done, brother. Have you ever heard some folks ever say that? It's just not going to happen. It's just not going to happen. I just don't believe that God wants to work in me that way. Whoa, it's me. What am I doing here? I don't have that up there. Verse 40. Oh, you're just getting ahead of the game. Verse 40. Did not God say to you, girl, can you hear me? Did you hear what Jesus just said? Did I not say to you, if you would believe, you would see the glory of God? Do you believe? Do you see? Go back to the scripture, verse 40. You got that one? You already did it? Did y'all read that one? Okay, I'm late. There it is. Jesus, didn't I just not say to you, girl, can you hear me? I mean, can you just see? I mean, I'm a real person. And I believe that God was a real person. And I believe he talked to his in a real way. And said, girl, what's up with you? Do you not understand what I just said? If you don't, if you would see, if you would believe, you would see. And then you see what the problem with most of us have is we want to see and then believe. Oh, when I see it, then I'll believe it. Oh, well, come on, God, you're going to do a miracle. Let's see it. How many of you know God's waiting on us to move the stone? He's waiting on us to get up and believe. Say believe. Be it unto you as you believe. Be it unto you as much faith as you have. God goes out and he proclaims the word of God. Many of us want to see things before we believe them. I'm here to tell you, believe it, then you'll see it. Walk in faith and victory. What will we see if we believe? If I could just see it, then I'd understand what he wants us to do. He's calling out your name today. He's calling out your name today. And he's saying, will you trust me? Will you walk with me? Will we let God be God in our circumstances? Will we let God be God in our day-to-day walk? Do we understand that there is absolutely a supernatural day by day we can live? We got to move our stones day by day. We got to go through. How many of you, watch what I'm fixing to say. How many of you have had spiritual battles? Mishari just asked everybody a minute ago if you got problems, issues, you got some things going on. How many of you know we're going to continuously, as long as we're sucking air on planet Earth, we're going to have problems. We're going to have issues. What are we doing about them? Well, I just got so many problems. It hurts. That hurts. Every time I wake up, something new hurts. How about you? What the heck is that? I don't know. It's a new nerve. A new muscle hurts. What? Especially as you're getting older. Everybody over 50 say amen? Okay, are y'all under 50? You're going to find it out in a little while. It's coming. Yeah, just wait. It's coming, huh? So you got to realize that life happens and we all go through things. But I'm here to tell you that if we trust God, if we believe in God, no matter what you're going through, no matter what the case may be, if you'll see God lifted up, if you'll see the glory of God, you'll be able to walk in newness, say newness of life. What's going on, God? I'm bringing you through something so that the glory of God might be revealed. I mean, you know, he's working inside of you right now. This day, he's working inside of you. If we don't believe, we limit God. If we won't believe and walk in faith, then we are limiting God and what he could do. Have you ever read the scripture? It's Matthew 13 and 58, where Jesus was rejected by his own hometown people. Well, that's Jesus. That's that guy. He was Martha. He was Mary and Joseph's son. He had brothers right here in town. They was raised up. They did carpenter work. I watched them build chairs over there. What? And this is what the scripture says. Now, he did not many mighty works there because of their unbelief. You can limit God on what he can do for you if you won't believe. If you'll struggle, if you're struggling and you're trying to figure it all out and you just, well, you know what, God, I don't understand. I don't think you could do this for me. I've heard somebody this week say, I must be cursed because I just can't get past this point. How many of you know it's time for him to put away the stone? We got to put away the stone. Take the stone away and loose God in your life. Loose him. How do you loose God in your life? Start praying. Start asking. Start reading the word. Start following his direction. Last thing he told you was, move the stone. Okay, if we don't move the stone, guess what? He can't do the miracle. Why? Because of our unbelief. Because we won't think, we won't see. Okay, Lord, you said move the stone. Okay, don't you know he's dead 4 days? Don't you know he stinketh? Don't you know, Lord, something wrong here, God? You got this wrong. How many of you know God don't have it wrong? How many know who's got it wrong? Are you still complaining about what God has not done for you? Have you followed Jesus? Have you obeyed him to understanding first things first, first base first, like I said a couple of weeks ago, first steps first? Are we trying to figure out God? Do we think that you'll ever really truly understand him? I mean, you know, not until we get there. You know, when the perfection, when the imperfection puts on perfection, when we take off the old, God's going to open up some eyes. Oh my. How about we just trust and obey? How about we just follow after Jesus? Watch it. 1 Samuel 15 and 22 says this. To obey is better than... I know somebody knows that scripture. To obey is better than... But Lord, look what I've done. Look what I'm doing. Lord, I've been coming to church forever, Lord. I've been so faithful. I'm doing everything you tell me to do. Just obey him. Quit sacrificing. Quit trying to trying to tell God it stinketh. Because it don't. Jesus, did you just ask me that, says the Lord? Did you just ask me what am I doing? Have you opened your eyes and have you seen how blessed of a person you are? Have you realized how, have you looked around and seen people that's got it a lot worse than you got it? I don't know if you ever heard me tell that story about walking past a window a long time ago when I was picking up trash for a living. I was picking up trash and I walked past a window and I was whining and complaining. So, Lord, why do I have to pick? I'm going to Bible college. I'm studying the Word. I'm working at the church. And I'm whining and crying. And I was like, why don't I have what Bit Murray's got, Lord? He's got it made. How many of you have a look around and say, they got it made? Okay, y'all lie. All right. I was walking around saying, somebody else got it made. I'm picking up trash. And then the Lord says, look in the window. And I felt like a peeping Tom. I said, Lord, come on, Lord. I'm not perverted. You know, I'm not looking. And he said, look in the window, Tyrone. So I looked in the window, and there was three little boys laying on a mattress on the floor in their underwear. No chest of drawers, no bed frame, a mattress on the floor, no blanket, no sheet. Now watch this. I bust out crying right after this because I learned how to hear from God really well. And this is what he said. Where's your kids? Oh, my God. I'm so sorry, Lord. My kids are home in bed in a nice, comfortable bed. They're going to get up this morning and have breakfast. They're going to have a good thing. They're going to be able to get their clothes on. They're going to be able to take a shower and go to school. Lord, I'm so sorry. And it makes us start appreciating life just a little bit when we start looking at what we do have and just quit looking about what we don't have. When we start realizing how blessed we truly are. How many of you know you're blessed? Oh, my goodness. We are blessed people. Do you realize that we've got to go after God with all of our heart, mind, and soul? Let me get back to the story. John chapter 11, 41 through 44 says this. Then they took the stone away from the place where the dead man was laying, and Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank you that you have heard me and that I know that you always hear me, but because of these people who are standing by, I say that they might believe, say believe, that you have sent me. Now, when he had said these things, he cried out with a loud voice, saying, Lazarus, come forth. Now watch this. Because they removed the stone, Lazarus could come forth because they started believing. What is he going to do? And he who laid came out bound hand and foot with grave clothes, and his face was wrapped with cloth. Part three. Part one, Jesus said, move the stone. Part two, Jesus raised him from the dead. Part three, Jesus said, for them to do something else. Loose him and let him go. Loose him and let him go. How many of you know God's calling us to loose, loose people. Loose help. Reach out and help somebody. Reach out and loose yourself. Reach out and loose. It's time for us to rise up and quit throwing pity parties and saying, woe is me, I don't have this, I don't have that. But see what you do have and realize it's time. Say it's time. Because the world's looking for somebody real. They're looking for somebody that will do what God called them to do. How many of you know he called each and every one of us to be a part, say a part, of the body of Christ. And we all have different functions to do. Don't look at Murray and say, how come you're not doing this, Brother Murray? How come you just sitting there, you ain't doing what I told you? Well, guess what? God's got something different for him. If you hear God talking to you, most of the time, when I hear people talking about somebody else's problem in the body of Christ, it's because they won't do what they were called to do. And they're going to start looking at what you're not doing. If you're not doing it, oh, I'm okay then. Uh-oh, look out. Say ouch. God wants to wake us up and let us hear that he's ready for you. Say me. Oh, that's four of y'all wouldn't say it, but anyway, say me. He's ready for you to do what you're called to do. Hey, guess what? The sun is shining. We're going to have a picnic. God's called you to have, he's going to do a miraculous thing inside of you today. Are you ready? Are you born again? Are you saved? Are you filled with the Holy Spirit? If you're not, let's take care of that as soon as possible. Don't leave here today without getting prayed for, either for the receiving of Jesus Christ or receiving of the baptism of the Holy Spirit or whatever you need. How many of you know he's here today? Amen. Don't leave here unless Jesus is your Lord and Savior. Because how many of you know we're not promised what's going to happen this evening? How many of you know a lot of things are happening in this world today? There's a lot of stuff happening out there. Wow, we don't know what's going on. Wow, we don't know what's going on. I mean, I hear people whining and fussing. And, oh, look at look over there. Look, man, it's a crazy world we're living in these days. How many of you know there's nothing new under the sun, it says. I mean, have you ever read the Bible about Sodom and Gomorrah? Have you ever read some of the stories? The history is there. God saying, loose them and let them go. Come on, it's time for us to reach out. What's blocking your miracle today? What have we laid in front of our goal, our place in God? Is there something too big for you to move? Hey, you know what? He prayed and he said, hey, y'all, say y'all, move the stone. So you know what that means? If you can't do it alone, call for somebody. You know what? I can't do this alone, brother. I need some help. How many of you need a little help? Oh, I don't need no help. I'm a self-made man. I can do it. If I can't do it, there's a lot of people walking around too proud and they're missing the calling of God. How many of you know we all need some help? We need the Holy Spirit. Well, whether or not we realize it or not, all these problems, all these situations come in. We believe that, oh, this is just a natural thing happening. We either miss God's calling, we resist God's calling, or we deny God's calling, or we're trying to delay God's calling. But there's a supernatural God that's calling out for you and for me today. That's asking you to step up, get away from all of the unbelief that's in our life. And let's start believing the word of God. How many of you are ready to start believing the word of God with all your heart, with all your mind, and with all your soul? God's doing a work today if you'll receive from him. Jesus said, saying to you today, he's saying to you, take away your stone. Take away your stone. Do you believe this is what God's saying to you today? Do you believe that I am able to do this? Oh, I'll try that again because you must have fell asleep. I'll try. Well, you didn't think that was a question or something. I'm going to just say it one more time and y'all get ready because I'm going to ask the question again. You ready? You ready? This is what Jesus is saying. Do you believe that I can do this? Yes. See, there it is. I knew y'all fell asleep. Y'all's already thinking about the picnic because I said it's sunshine out there. Do you believe that God is able to move your stone? Do you believe he's able to raise you from the dead? Do you believe he's ready to loose you and set you free today? Well, this is going to be the oddest communion you ever seen, probably. I'm just going to ask you, if you're ready for that? I don't know what to do here. This is going to be a very odd communion. I'm just going to say, if you're ready for your miracle, you ready? Yes. I'm going to ask one more time. You ready? Then this communion is for you. Say amen. How many of you ready? All right. It's not a race. Don't hurt somebody, especially if they're old. Give them a chance. Don't get so impatient. Come on down and get your communion. Come on down and get your miracle. Come on down and when you just go ahead and take it. When you get it, take it. And say, Lord, today I receive my miracle. Lord, today I'm just going to, Lord, today I'm just ready to receive from you, Lord. This is going to be one of the oddest communions you're probably ever going to take. That's okay. It's okay. God's here. His anointing is here. And I'm just going to encourage you to just take it right then. Take it right then when you get it. And say, Lord, today, I'm not going to pray over you. You're going to say your prayer. You're going to talk to God and say, Lord, here it is. Lord, I'm doing this in remembrance of you today, Father. Lord, I'm lifting up the cup and the bread, and Lord, I partake of your body. Lord, I partake of the blood of Jesus. Lord, I take my healing. Lord, I take my provision right now today. Lord, I take what's needed in my life today, Lord. Lord, I take it, Lord, because you've given it to me. Lord, I believe your word to be truth. Lord, I know your word is truth. Lord, I know what you want to do in my life because you have opened my eyes today and showed me, Lord, that I need to change. I can't stay the same. I can't just keep doing the same thing. I got to change. There's a new day coming for me. There's a new day. There's a miracle happening right now in this house. There are some folks that's getting healed right now. There's some folks right now as you partake. Go ahead and partake it. Eat it. Drink it. Allow the Lord God Almighty to bless your life. Don't wait on me. Just go ahead and take it and drink it and eat it and ask God. You pray and you ask God. Say, God, I need this. Lord, I want that. Lord, I need a miracle today. Lord, I repent from where I've fallen short. Lord, I need Jesus Christ as my personal Lord and Savior. Your word says, Lord, if I confess with my mouth and believe in my heart that Jesus Christ is Lord of all, and he died and rose again on the third day, then I'm saved. If you never was saved before and you just said that prayer with me, then this day is your day. You've just got saved. If you need to receive the gift of the Holy Spirit, I'm just going to encourage you right now to come on down right here. We got four or five folks that'll shake your head until you can't help but take it. You've never seen a preacher like this before, have you? I'm sorry. I just love Jesus, and I know that he's a great God, and I don't want people to miss out. I don't want people to miss the opportunity. I don't want you to say, oh, man, if I would have just. Do you know Jesus is here? Do you know he's got a miracle for you? Have you received it today? Do you believe? Oh, Lord, I believe. Watch this. I hate to say this because sometimes it puts a negative spin on this, but I always say it because I was there. How many of you ever been there? You didn't really believe. You struggled. You looked around and you saw somebody else that had it. And you just didn't understand it. Now watch this. I said these prayers many a night. I said, Lord, I believe. Help my unbelief. There's a scripture in the word that says that. A man told him, said, Lord, I believe, but I need you to help me. I need you to help me because I'm struggling. I don't get it. I'm trying to figure it out. And the Lord's going to tell you right now, is just quit trying to figure it out. Just walk in faith. Walk in faith. What is faith? The substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not yet seen. God's doing something right now. Just trust him and walk with him. Close your eyes if you would. Father, we come before you this morning, Lord. We know that you're a good God. Lord, we know that you can do all things. And Lord, we know that we can do all things through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. So, Father, today we receive you abundantly. Lord, we walk in faith and victory. Lord, we walking in your garden, oh God, with you. Now, Father, we thank you and we trust you and we're walking with you in Jesus' name. And everyone said, amen. Amen. God bless you. Hug somebody in Jesus' name. If y'all plan on going to picnic, I hope you brought something for me to eat. Hallelujah. I'm bringing ham. I thought you...